USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden headed to Philadelphia on Tuesday to deliver a speech on voting rights, something he said were under assault from a recent string of state laws that enacted changes to their elections.
There's an unfolding assault taking place in America today, an attempt to suppress and subvert the right to vote in fair and free elections, an assault on democracy, an assault on liberty, an assault on who we are.
His speech coming as the battle over one of those proposals continued, as the Texas House voted to approve the arrest of Democratic lawmakers who fled the state on Monday to avoid a vote on an elections integrity bill. The remaining lawmakers, the vast majority of them Republicans, voted 76-4 to direct state law enforcement to track down the absent members. 61 members left Texas Monday and flew to the nation's capital, depriving the chamber of the quorum needed to hold a vote on the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has lost a legal battle in the lead-up to his recall election. Lance Pry has the details.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will appear on recall ballots without his Democrat Party label after losing a last-minute legal fight Monday. A 2019 law that Newsom signed allowed elected officials who are the targets of recalls to list their party designation. But Newsom's legal team failed to respond to the recall petition in February 2020. The judge said, "The court is not persuaded." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And 20-time Grand Slam champion Roger Federer is the latest tennis star to withdraw from the Tokyo Olympics. Federer said on his social media that he suffered a setback with a knee injury at Wimbledon and won't be able to compete in Tokyo. He also missed the Rio Games in 2016 because of a knee injury. Britain's Johanna Konta also announcing Tuesday that she would miss the Olympics. She tested positive for COVID after a member of her team contracted the virus at Wimbledon. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. State Department is looking into ways to support the Cuban people after thousands took to the streets this weekend in the largest protests seen in that country in years. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday that the department was considering an array of options with a focus on humanitarian needs. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that there are some concrete things that the U.S. can do to help the Cuban people. The Florida Republican, who escaped Cuba with his family ahead of the Cuban Revolution, says Sunday's protests may have been a sign that the people no longer fear the island's ruling regime.
It was an organic demonstration. You know, we had over 45 cities that demonstrations were taking place. Probably hundreds of thousands of people, which is something really kind of unheard of in Cuba. So it's really coming for it's a grassroots level. They've had enough. They may be losing their fear of the government. I think what the Biden administration should do is reaffirm its commitment to help the Cuban people, to assert their right to demonstrations. But also, if we can do something a little bit more concrete, if there are ways that we can reestablish internet connection for the Cuban people so that they can communicate, I think that this is something that we can help the Cuban people communicate so that they, again, can demonstrate their displeasure with this communist regime that's been really, around their necks for the last 60 years.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.